This recording, Fujian 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Kama Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a virtual nurse who has been working daily in an old zone in a deserted district of the laboratory. So she was very happy to start a new job in a superb private practice in North Square near the dual street tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she feels stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a prayer dress and faced the gate, came back her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an affectionate letter from the vet. The letter implies that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you could only expect to see a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each goose began to strut around the office like a ruminate, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comer, Comer, which Sarah thought is an old choice for a name. Comer was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she trapped gently stroking the goose's owner's back with her palm, then sent a tool to her. Finally, she administered the ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So, Sarah was able to hold on the corner and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to brace the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the right diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to match out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive and five or six times of the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, the millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I'm Lin, and from China. I'm very happy to introduce my hometown to you. My hometown is called Fuzhou. Some people believe that this name means lucky. Fuzhou is a middle-sized city and also is the capital city of the Fujian province. Maybe my hometown is not very rich, but boasts a lot of historical sites because he has a 2,200 years of history. If you come to my hometown, I would recommend hot spring to you. As you know, my hometown is famous as his hot spring. Some locals, as well as tourists, like to enjoy the mineral baths. The hot springs are probably the best reason to visit my hometown, especially if you want to relax your body and your mind. Besides that, because my hometown is near the sea, we have a lot of seafood, such as crab, squid, and oyster. This year, my hometown was remarked as the most suitable place to live. So I very welcome. I hope you can come to my hometown. You will sense our enthusiasm. That's all. Thank you.